This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A fellow who recently swallowed a dictionary said it was thesaurus his throat had ever been. Thesaurus.
Oh, really, Tim?
The world's shortest commercial flight is only 47 seconds. So,
and we don't have time for stowing. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
JJ Jasper.
Great to be here. This husband, his wife, sadly, his wife had an accident, ran into a man. Police were called, and the police said, well, it's your fault. She said, well, the guy was drinking and texting. They said, ma'am, it is your fault. He said, but clearly the man was drinking and texting. They said, what he does in the privacy of his living room, it's not against the law.
I didn't see that one coming.
I didn't either.
Neither did he. But she careened off the road and came down the hill and went through his house.
Today's May the 24th, and we thank you for listening to AFR. Trivia Friday it is. We're going to ask trivia questions and ask you to call in, and you can ask or answer or both. What's some of the ground rules we have here, Ed?
Well, first of all, let me just give the number if you want to call.
Is this for first-time callers?
It's not. Okay. So if you have not been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks,
right,
you can call and get on this program, ask, answer, or do both in terms of trivia questions. The number to call is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. So if you have not been on the air with us for Trivia Friday in the last 8 weeks, today could be your day. We do ask that you be 11 years old or older. JJ, we're going to ask three questions each as the professors of Learning University here, which we also call the show. I kind of blew that, but I answered the question before asking it. One of these nine questions, there's something special about it.
That's right. One of these original nine questions is the mystery question, and if you land on the question and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound.
Yes, the beloved.
The beloved cowbell.
Cowbell.
That's been ringing in Hoover with Mississippi State baseball players doing well. So far, so good. That's a little inside baseball.
Yeah.
See what they did there?
They had a walk-off.
Inside baseball?
Yeah, they had a walk-off home run the other night.
Hey, if you win the trivia question, the mystery question, what happens?
Oh, I forgot to mention that. You're going to get a nice stainless steel travel mug. AFA travel mug. AFR travel mug.
Yeah, it'll be coming your way if you answer the mystery question correctly.
And you get a free AFR tattoo. You just come by the
Is
office.
Is that right? Are you a tattoo artist now? Man,
come by the office after normal business hours.
You're just multi-talented, aren't you, Ed?
That's right. And
JJ dead in the body? Yeah. Or whatever you call it, numb him? JJ numbs him?
Dead in the body? You got us mixed up with the funeral home.
Well,
that's our next project.
The Jasper and Battagliano funeral
after
home.
After normal working hours.
We'll take care of you.
Have we mentioned about having the...
But why do I need this $50,000 casket?
Have we mentioned about having our seats in the upright position, the trays up and locked?
That's
or
right.
Or is that something different?
Listen, we are a full-service ministry. All sorts of... As JJ said, I hadn't thought about the funeral home aspect.
Yeah. There's, I'm not
really
doing that. Y'all can do that. That's just morbid stuff.
Hey, since we're off,
I know it's live.
Since we're off on a trail, since we've been together last, guys, I ran my very first ever 5K last Saturday and lived to tell about it.
How far is 5K?
3.2 long miles.
Did you run the whole way?
Ran the whole way. I came in fourth in my age group, which is a little bit misleading because a lot of the guys in my age category were not allowed, not able to get day passes from the nursing home to make it to the race. Yeah, I came in fourth. And fourth out of how many?
That's the main thing.
That's the main thing. There weren't a whole lot, but there were 199 people in the race.
Good.
I came in 132nd place. So I had 70 behind me.
Yeah, good.
And you finished, and you're here to tell about it.
Here to tell about it. Yeah. Went straight to the dumpster and threw my running shoes away. One and done.
You actually said you were not going to run anymore.
I'm not going to run anymore. Yeah, I hope I made that clear. And people said, but wasn't that the best feeling crossing the finish line? I said, actually, it was a better feeling when they released me from the nursing, from the ER.
Right, from the ER.
Yeah.
All right, Ed, go.
All right, here are my three questions. Now, this first question, folks, if you were listening last week, you know the answer to it because we said that would be a great trivia question. And so I grabbed it. Here's the question. In 2021, this Baltimore Ravens kicker booted the longest field goal in NFL history at 66 yards. Who was he? And I actually watched the video this morning. It's pretty remarkable. In 2021.
Who was he, or is he still the
you know,
same
I don't
person,
know.
Or is he transitioned?
I'm not sure if he's still in the league.
Okay.
But,
Here's the deal. He's out of the sports arena, and he's opened up a nurse. He's opened up a funeral home.
You can't get out of the nursing home, can
he
you?
He says, you kill him, we'll chill him.
In 2021, this Baltimore Ravens kicker booted the longest field goal in NFL history at 66 yards. Who was he? Second question. In the Batman comics, Edward Enigma E. Enigma was the name of what supervillain? In the Batman comics, Edward Enigma E. Enigma was the name of what supervillain? In other words, he had another name. That was his quote-unquote real name in the comics. All right, here's a question with reference to the time of day. The abbreviations AM and PM stand for Latin words meaning before lunch and after lunch. Is that true or false? The abbreviations AM and PM stand for Latin words meaning before lunch and after lunch. When we say our meeting's at 2 p.m., is it true or false, though?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar are counselors / comforters in which book of the Bible? Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar are counselors in which book of the Bible?
Who?
Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. And right now listening, there are some expecting moms. Still haven't decided on the name.
Zophar?
You talk about something that will flow off your tongue and... There's nobody in class that's going to have that name. Nobody's going to steal it. If you want to call that little baby Eliphaz or Bildad or come here, little Zophar, that's adorable.
Yeah. I ate at Zophar's falafel shop just last weekend. So
falafel shop. So that's my first question from the Bible. Second question, I've got several Memorial Day questions. What was Memorial Day originally called?
You ask that every year.
Do I?
Yeah.
That's
okay. It needs to be asked.
That's right. What was Memorial Day originally called?
I'm just helping you. You know, before you go to the nursing home.
So I don't know how you can remember a year out. Third question. What is the common name for hydrogen hydroxide? What is the common name for hydrogen?
So far.
Hydroxide. If you're sitting around playing the Zophar and you get thirsty and you say, boy, I'm going to drink me some hydrogen hydroxide, you know, and I hope it doesn't cause any ill effects.
There's a Bible verse, isn't there, that says, Zophar, the Lord has been with us.
I think you're right. All right, Tim, you're up.
All right, is it my turn already?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sorry. Sorry to tell you that it's your turn.
Well played.
All right, so some of mine are related to summertime. Summertime's here, right? So what sea creature has the ability to clone itself?
That's related to summer?
Yeah, where in the world? part of the summer. What did you guys do in your neighborhood after school?
We cloned sea creatures.
Some people go to the sea for summer.
Okay.
Oh, sea creatures.
Sea creatures. You go to the beach.
I see. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Okay. Smarty.
You had to know that was coming.
We're putting the mockery on pause.
That may be your example for not being a smarty, okay? Follow me as I lead the way.
Yes.
What sea creature has the ability to clone itself? Staying in the animal kingdom, which animal lays the biggest egg? Which animal lays the biggest egg?
Me on a Friday in trivia.
I'm not talking metaphorically.
That joke bomb. Laid an egg on that one.
All right, number three. What is charcoal made of? What is charcoal?
My wife's eggs this morning.
Don't do it, Ed.
I just laid an egg.
That was a flatliner.
I'm not a data or survey person, but I'd like to get the stats on how many nights of a year Ed has to sleep on a couch.
I just said, what is charcoal? And you fired off what? Something about what?
My wife's eggs this morning. She burned them. You didn't get it?
I get it now. There's some things you don't talk about on the radio. You just save, especially if you maybe Diane's not. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, go. Let's go.
All right.
Let's save ourselves.
Or save me at least.
Save you.
All right. We go to Arkansas, and Randy, this note says left from last week. Randy, sorry you've been holding so long, but welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I'm a first-time caller, and I appreciate Ms. Cindy calling me back this morning. That's great.
Wonderful.
Cindy's good that way.
Randy, thank you for listening to AFR there from Arkansas. Ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I think I'll do both. I don't really know the answers, but I'm going to try one anyway.
Which one do you feel most comfortable or most confident about?
We'll go with the AM/PM.
All right. Question. Here's the question, Randy, with reference to the time of day. The abbreviations AM and PM stand for Latin words meaning before lunch and after lunch. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
That is absolutely false. It's close, but it's anti-meridium, which means before midday, and post-meridium, which means after midday. My true-false questions are not as good as JJ's because his, you can't tell one way or the other.
I've had that post-meridian. It's not easy to get over.
Mm-mm. No, it's not.
You know what I'm
not.
Saying?
No, yeah. You have to take antibiotics for a long time.
Antibiotics. You got to exercise.
You start with a steroid shot, and then they give you a couple of rounds of antibiotics, but it is hard to beat.
Post-meridian.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, that's good. Good try, Randy.
Yeah, Randy, where do you live in Arkansas, by the way?
I live in the big city of Grubbs, G-R-U-B-B-S.
Which is where? Rubs. What near where?
Probably 25 miles southwest of probably Jonesboro.
Okay. All right. Good.
If y'all are not selling.
North East Arkansas.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know where you are.
If y'all are not selling bait somewhere in that town, you're missing a golden opportunity.
Well, there's two or three places to do sell bait, fishing bait.
Good. Good.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Fire away, Randy. We are ready for your question.
All right, it's the Andy Griffith Show.
All right, Ed's ready. Well, Ed, Ed and Brother Bert.
Floyd's Barbershop. The calendar is always on the same month in every show. What is the month?
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I did not know that. I'm going to keep an eye out from now on. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to say June.
We got a 1 in 12 chance, guys. Let's split up.
Right. Okay. I'll say June. What do you guys
say? I'm going to say July.
All right. What do you say, Tim?
August.
All right. June, July, August. We're going for summer months when people are busy cloning sea creatures. What's the right answer?
Well, that's not it, but I'll give you a hint. It's after January and before March.
Yeah, it's February.
Let us talk amongst ourselves here.
Right.
February is the month.
Well, why is that? Do you know, Randy?
It's a barbershop.
I looked it up, and they said something about they didn't know if that was really meant to be or if it was just an oversight. So they didn't really say exactly.
Anybody that's been in the barbershop, you know, or the dentist's office. Either, those magazines are the same magazines that have been on
right,
that
that's true.
Table for about 5 or 6 years, and it makes sense that the calendar's not yep. changed.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
All right, Randy, thank you. Thanks. We do appreciate our listeners, and thank you for listening and calling in. You have a great weekend.
Randy's from Northeast Arkansas. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Tim, Ed, and JJ, you're listening to American Family Radio. Who's next, Ed?
We go to Georgia, and Derek is on the line. Derek, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, thanks. How's it going?
All right.
I like that enthusiasm, yes. Derek.
All right, Derek, where are you calling from?
South Georgia, down in Waycross.
Okay, wonderful. Well, listen, thanks for calling, and you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
And which one do you want to answer?
I was listening this morning, so I certainly want to answer the question about Memorial Day's original name.
Hey, I gave a little hint on the, we have two networks, a talk side and a music side. I'm on the music side. So I give them a little heads up and give them a little sneak preview.
Oh, that's what he meant by that.
That's right. Looking out for those morning listeners. Hey, thank you for listening, Derek. Here's the question. What was Memorial Day originally called?
It was originally called Decoration Day.
That's right. And you can ask your grandparents or great-grandparents about this. You'd go to a little church in the country, and it was Decoration Day. And then you'd have the sermon, you'd go next door in the cemetery and freshen up the cemetery, put fresh flowers out. And here's the technical or the history. In 1882, the name Decoration Day was changed to Memorial Day. And in 1971, Memorial Day was declared a national holiday to be held on the last Monday of May every year.
Good.
So, yeah, it used to be called Decoration Day. Nicely done. Derek, what's your question for us?
It's also Memorial Day related. There's a law passed in 2000 requiring Americans to pause on Memorial Day to honor the fallen servicemen and servicewomen. So at what time of the day should this pause for remembrance occur?
Is this going to be V-Day? How they do that a lot? It's kind of like a lot of the numbers are the same.
Just before or after Meridian?
Post-Meridian?
Post-Meridian.
Yeah, I think it's like on the...
Did you guys know this?
What?
What he's asking?
I've heard it, but I can't remember. But it seems like it's a lot of the numbers that... You know, like how you say 2, 2, 22, or
right.
whatever. But it seems like it's right when we declared victory in World War II.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to this.
What's
good,
the answer,
question, Derek?
The answer is 3 p.m.
3 p.m. And what's the reasoning behind that, 3 p.m.?
I can't give you that because it's not in the article I read about it.
Well, not on the Wikipedia.
The song associated with that is it's 3 o'clock somewhere.
That's right. You know, 3
that's
o'clock
right. somewhere.
Yeah. Well, forget everything.
Alec Jackson.
Forget everything I just said. I think I had my thing mixed up with the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes it gets mixed up.
Thanks, Derek. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Derek. You're listening to Trivia Friday. So it's 3 o'clock.
Somewhere.
And now, is that a song? You guys are...
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. He's having fun.
I'm sorry. I'm not up on... You guys are...
You just listened to Gregorian Chants.
Gregorian
yeah, Chants.
My Spotify list is just all set on Gregorian Chants. Is that a country song?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, yes.
Okay, look, I'm not making this
a problem with me.
You guys know I get an opportunity to do a lot of speaking. And it sounds like I'm making fun, but I'm not. I'm just... I don't get out much. And I happened to be at a thing, and there was a band that opened for me. And
a band?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but it was a polka band. And I don't know how I missed out on polka music, but it's the first time I ever heard live polka music. And I just thought, huh, you know, grown men wearing capri pants and suspenders and a feather in their cap and like,
dueling accordions.
dueling accordions. And I was real I was real, I don't know the right word. I was just real, it was very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
I don't know that I'd go to a concert where there it was a polka.
If I saw
concert.
That, it would be a surreal moment. I would describe it.
When you said dueling.
Accordions.
The image comes into your mind of that one guy, you know.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then the other one with the accordion.
You know, a lot of people don't know this, but.
Here we go.
But former President Trump was an accordion player for
what he does his hands.
For many years.
Hey,
before he got into business.
Now, there are some diehard polka lovers and even that are in the band. That are going, hey, now don't be dissing on.
No, we're not
music.
Dissing on anybody.
Yeah. But it was interesting because I've never been around that genre.
I'm sorry,
music.
I don't apologize for dissing on accordions.
No, but is it this polka band?
Polka band.
Are you telling the truth?
Yeah, it was a polka band. It was in Arkansas.
I think that's.
And like whatever kind of event I was doing,
I think
comedy,
that's more popular.
The polka band was up right before me, and yeah. I thought, huh.
I think the polka genre, as you call it, JJ. Yeah. I think that's. I want to say it's more popular up around,
Sweden,
Illinois,
Sweden,
Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota,
Minnesota.
I don't know why, but that's kind of a regional music.
Dutch,
I think.
And I think
kind of like bluegrass is to Kentucky.
That's right. Well, they came over. Look, if you've worn wooden shoes your whole life and that's all you know, it's going to affect the kind of music that's on your Spotify list.
Right, you're going to be a polka guy.
Right.
You really are. I don't think you have a choice.
Well, I do. I think I will start listening to some polka music to kind of lighten things up. After the Gregorian chant,
come on, that's because what I'm talking about.
That's kind of dark. That's heavy.
I tell you, there's a new genre. There's a new genre of music that's about to hit America.
Okay,
come on.
it's called polka rap. And
polka rap.
Yeah, it's a really unique type. Don't knock it before you hear it.
That's no, right. Okay,
right. Polka rap. It's a combo. that you'll be hearing about it. I mean,
or polka heavy metal. Now picture those same guys with suspenders and shorts and the tuba and the accordion with their head driving forward.
Or polka heavy metal?
Polka heavy metal.
Yes, sir. Okay.
That's like adding polka rap is like adding sauerkraut to your morning cereal.
That's a good word picture.
Yes.
Now we've chased off all the polka lovers. Sorry
That's
about
all right.
that. That's on me.
I got my oatmeal's ready. Hey, Ma, where's the sauerkraut?
We'll be back for better or for worse in about 3 minutes.
We know the answer to that. I'd like to take a minute and have a heart-to-heart with you. If you're able, place your hand over your heart. Can you feel it? My strong heartbeat reminds me that I'm alive. See, it's the same for an unborn baby. Their heart begins to form at conception and at just 3 weeks is already beating. At 5 weeks, a baby's heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. That's where Preborn steps in, rescuing 200 babies every day from abortion simply by providing a mother with a free ultrasound and allowing her to hear her child's heartbeat and see their perfectly formed body in the womb. By 6 weeks, eyes are forming. By 10 weeks, a baby is able to suck his or her thumb. Preborn needs our help to save these precious souls. For just $28, you could be the difference between the life or death of a baby. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
Is that it? Is there going to be any voice over there?
No, that's it.
What is that, Ed?
Leave It to Beaver.
There you go.
Starring Hugh Beaumont, Barbara Billingsley, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver. I don't know why we have to do this every time we play that.
No, you sound just like the guy.
You do, man.
Look, Tim has been on a crusade to bring back the word. It slips my mind.
Which word?
What word are we trying?
Heretofore.
Oh, heretofore. Yeah. I think we need to bring back swell, because when he would say, "Hey, that's swell, Beav."
Yeah. Yes.
When's the last time somebody used swell in a sentence? And that was an okay word. We need to bring it back.
I don't know why I use it every time my wife and I get done at a buffet.
Swell. You swell up. Yeah. Swell.
You're starting to swell up.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions and back to the phones. We will go here.
All right. Here are my three. I'm going to have to add one. I'm going to add another true false. Answered. In 2021, this Baltimore Ravens kicker booted the longest field goal in NFL history at 66 yards. Who was he? Or who is he? He's still alive. I don't know if he's still playing. Second question. In the Batman comics, Edward Enigma E. Enigma was the character name of what supervillain? And then here's the true-false question I will ask.
Huckleberry Hound.
Huckleberry, the supervillain? Yeah. Huckleberry Hound? Don't give that away.
I don't want to give it away.
Now, that's a voice I wish I could imitate. Third question. We've all seen tumbleweeds in cowboy movies. Tumbleweeds blow around the American West to spread their seeds. Is that true or false? You see tumbleweeds blowing in a John Wayne movie. Are they blowing around to spread their seeds? That's the question. Is it true or false? And that's what I've got. What?
They spread their seeds all over, don't they?
Yes.
Like Johnny Appleseed.
All over the West.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe that's not true.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
So here's what I've got. First question, a Bible question. Mm-hmm. Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar are counselors / comforters in which book of the Bible?
Or are they a law firm in Nashville?
Oh, I would hire those guys.
Hey, if you're in trouble,
we'll get you the money you deserve. Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar.
One call, that's
for
all.
You deserve compensation. Have you been injured in this, that, right, or the other?
One call, that's
and
all.
Did you have a paper cut between the years of 1965 and 1995? Please
better
call.
Ask Zophar.
We'll get you the money you deserve. Right. Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. All right. Which book of the Bible are they in? Second question. What is the common name for hydrogen hydroxide? And then the third question, and if you got that in your home, please.
Common name for what now?
Hydrogen hydroxide.
All right. HH, what we call it around our house.
There you go.
Old HH.
And then HH.
Third question, another Memorial Day question. What flowers are traditionally associated with Memorial Day? What flowers are traditionally associated with Memorial Day?
Or in some parts of the country, they are known as flyers.
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 Yeah.
Bring them flyers, honey. All right. Here we go. Here's my question. Number one, these are a couple of these are summer related, as I mentioned. What sea creature has the ability to clone itself? All right. Number two, which animal lays the biggest egg? This isn't an obscure animal, okay, that you would never think of. Okay, this is, number three, a lot of people be grilling out, right?
They be.
So I want to know, what is charcoal actually made of? The main ingredient, I guess you could say, if you want to call it an ingredient. Well, the main substance that charcoal is made from. Do you know this?
No.
Okay.
I know if you squeeze charcoal for 10 million years, a diamond comes out. I don't have the patience for that. No. Sit around and wait.
You got to train for races.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have time to squeeze charcoal.
No. Who's got time to do that?
And you spend too much time doing it, you can develop that post-meridian.
You can.
Yeah.
Your muscles freeze up.
And you need some HH.
That terrible thing. Carpal tunnel is one thing, but that post-meridian gets on you. You got some real problems.
Need an HH cream.
All right. We're going back to the phones. Yeah, by the way, call if you want to get on this program, 888.
Good luck.
589.
880. If you tried to get on the program and were not able
from
to.
From the years 2000.
Call Eliphaz Bildad and Zophar.
All right. We go to Mississippi, and I got to set this up a little bit. I have a good friend, young man at church. His name is Lincoln. His mom cuts my hair every three weeks. And Lincoln is on with us, but his friend, Adolfo.
And Douglas.
Is going to actually ask the question. Adolfo, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How are you doing, Adolfo?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, thanks for listening to Trivia Friday. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
I would love to hear Tafor Ed's second question.
Okay. You mean the Batman question?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Here to four.
Here to four. I know. I love it.
Thank
All right. In the Batman comics, Edward Enigma E. Enigma was the character name of what supervillain? What do you say, Adolfo?
Riddler.
Oh! Oh, my goodness.
Wait, if you know one of the hosts, are you
That's
eligible?
What I'm wondering about.
Win?
A friend of a friend.
Only if you think I would
hair.
Cheat.
Yeah, I think this is kind of suspicious. Seems like y'all can plan this out.
It is not suspicious at all. Neither Adolfo nor Lincoln are cheaters.
Okay.
Now, they don't.
The Q&A is what now?
All right, so in the Batman comics, the character's name, Edward Enigma E. Enigma, also known as the supervillain, the Riddler, and Adolfo scored.
Way to go, Adolfo.
An AFR travel mug.
Nicely done.
Adolfo, you're not old enough to even travel, are you?
No.
But you can ride. They'll allow you to ride in the passenger seat, won't they, if you sit on a booster seat or something?
Congratulations. Who was that screaming in the background, Adolfo?
Lincoln.
Good.
No. So, Adolfo, hey, Lincoln. How old are you, Adolfo?
I'm 11.
Okay. Is Adolfo short for something, or is that your full name?
It's my full name.
Good.
How you spell it?
A-D-O-L-F-O.
Okay.
Good. Well, congratulations.
So, one other question, Adolfo. Is that a family name? Because I've never heard that before, reason I'm asking that.
I got it from my great-great-grandpa.
Okay.
All right,
wonderful. Well, listen.
Hey, I know you've got a question for us, Adolfo, but when we're finished on the air, do not hang up. I'll put you on hold, and we'll get your information. You know what? I could probably just bring the travel mug to church on Sunday. I guess.
Could.
Oh, that's
good.
That's better be easy.
Yeah, that would save it going through Memphis U.S. Postal Service.
Where it could disappear for a number of
weeks. Happened before.
Okay, Adolfo.
Hey, Mr. Ed.
Yes.
He's in the second service.
Oh, he's in the second service. All right.
Ed can do that.
We'll figure it out. How's that?
Well, y'all meet in the parking lot. You know, Ed's coming out and you're going in. You know what I'm saying? Who is this? Who am I talking
to? This is Lincoln.
Yeah, you can put it in your trunk and let it rattle around and roll from side to side. Yeah.
Y'all go to church together.
We do. We go
at the same church, different services.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey.
You go to the get it over with service. He comes to the real service.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay.
Go to the get with service.
The things that you come up with.
All right.
Oh, my word.
Either Lincoln or Adolfo.
We're on the air with Mark Twain sitting over here.
What is your question for us?
What do you do at least 15 times a day?
What do we do at least 15 times a day?
You mean for old men?
It's smile.
Hey. Oh. He's not going to get that. He's not going to understand.
I want to ask the jury to disregard that. I object.
Strike that from the record.
Strike it from the record. The jury, you did not hear that crass comment.
Strike that from the playback.
Hey, I'm going to say smile. You smile.
15 times a day?
Yes. You don't smile more than 15 times a day. I mean, you're cantankerous, really. 15 times. But, okay, I'll go with
that. That's a cool. All right. Okay. Really.
Listen, I'm going to – sour. JJ has good instincts on these kinds of guesses, so I'm going to go with JJ as well. We're going to say smile, Adolfo.
Very close.
All right. Close
but
to what?
It was laugh.
Laugh?
Yep.
Okay, man. Good. 15, I'd say I'm in the ballpark. We'll call that
15
a
15 times a day.
Yeah, leaner. Anyway,
maybe. All right, Adolfo and Lincoln.
Yep.
Yeah. Well done, and I'll have your mug at church on Sunday. So, Wow, that was great.
All right, who's next?
All right, we go to Texas. And Orban, our friend Orban, is on the line. Orban, welcome back to Trivia Friday.
Thank you all, professors. I've been enjoying listening to this today.
Well, thank you, Brother Orban. Appreciate you calling. You're a regular here.
Yes, I try to be.
Have you ever won the mystery question?
You're going to laugh, but I was going to tell you the truth. I'm lying. I'm dying. I've got a Learning University Touche Eberhard. And I've got a AFR travel mug on top of my head.
I believe it. Yes, sir. Right.
You're ready for the rapture.
That's right. or the traveling circus, whichever comes first.
There you go.
Orban, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
Okay, I'm going to ask you for permission to do something a little different. I play several instruments. I play polkas. And I'm going to play just a little short clip. And you tell me which instrument I'm playing. Is that all right?
Go.
Sure.
Okay, now, when you want me to quit, you got to ring the cowbell. Here we go.
Ring the cowbell.
Hey, I got it. Woo, I won the cowbell mug again.
That was an accordion,
that's
boys.
Accordion.
Squeeze box.
Okay, I was glad to hear you say that, JJ, because it was not. It is a Golden Echo German Hornet harmonica.
That was harmonica?
That was my next guess.
Yes.
A German harmonica?
Golden Hornet harmonica.
Golden Echo. It's got a G on one side and a C on the other. One other side.
How'd you learn to play that?
When I was a little boy growing up in Pasadena, Texas, with all the oil refineries and pollution, I had asthma severely, and the doctors told my parents to get me a harmonica to build my wind up, so I've been playing harmonica all my life.
Ah, wow. Did it work?
Yes, it did. When I lived in Alaska, I could walk up on top of my cabin because I'd be shoveling the snow off all winter to keep it from caving in, and I could have all 75 sled dogs howling when I played my harmonica up there.
Wow, what a great memory.
Yeah, that's a great picture.
It's also true, a lot of people don't know this, but playing the harmonica will also keep grizzly bears away.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
What about polar bears? That's what he's worried
about.
No,
not the polar bears.
One of my Eskimo friends told me, they said, polar bears love that harmonica music.
Yeah, they do.
You had Eskimo friends?
Yes, sir. We used to travel up there in the Arctic from village to village by snow machine and the whole church services.
Melanie was she lived in Alaska for 2 years, my wife, and she was a teller at a bank, and she had straight up for real Eskimos come in the bank.
Yeah.
The boots, the furry hood, the whole shebang. And she said it was the last great frontier. They had Russians, people running from the law.
What's the interest
people like
rate
Orban.
On a mortgage on an igloo? Nowadays, I'm with Biden in there,
the interest rate,
he's going to lose the Eskimo vote. I'm going to watch that.
It's through the snow roof.
Yeah. All right, Brother Orban. Thank you, man. Thank you for calling. What a very interesting life.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I want to meet Orban one day.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet him in cattle drives, harmonica, Alaska,
shoveling snow. Off of a roof
in Alaska.
Playing Eskimo for 75 sled dogs. I've never had over 70 sled dogs. I mean, that's fascinating.
All right. Your Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, real quick, repeater questions real quick.
Okay. I'm gonna add one question. I've had two answered. First question, in 2021, This Baltimore Ravens kicker booted the longest field goal in NFL history at 66 yards. What's his name? Second question, I'll add this. It's a Bible question. In the Bible, who said, "All these things I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me"? In the Bible, who said, "All these things I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me"? And then a third question, a true false. We've all seen tumbleweeds in cowboy movies. Tumbleweeds blow around the American West to spread their seeds. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar came to, quote, unquote, comfort their friend. Which book of the Bible do you read that story? Second question, what's the common name for hydrogen hydroxide? You have this in your house, hydrogen hydroxide. Third question, what flowers traditionally associated with Memorial Day?
Your question about tumbleweeds, so repeat that again now.
We've all seen tumbleweeds in cowboy movies. Tumbleweeds blow around the American West to spread their seeds. Yeah. True or false?
The Church of Tumbleweed, what I'm thinking about here. They just go out there into the world to spread their seeds.
Spread the seed.
Yeah, like the Johnny the Johnny Appleseed of the desert. Right.
Kind of like a parable.
I never knew that tumbleweed had they have purpose in life.
Well, it may not be. It could be false.
Yeah, it could just be random.
Yes.
Random tumbling without any real purpose.
Exactly. A heavy wind comes up. Maybe they just blow around because that's what winds cause things to do.
What sea creature? I want one of my questions attempted at least here. What sea creature has the ability to clone itself, people? Number two, which animal lays the biggest egg? Number three, a lot of people be grilling out.
They be grilling.
They be grilling this weekend using charcoal. Well, I want you to tell me, what is charcoal made of? What's the main substance that makes up charcoal? All right.
Now, as lazy as we are as humans and earthlings, are very many people using charcoal these days, as easy as it is to have propane and gas?
It doesn't taste the same to me.
Do you charcoal?
Yeah, we do charcoal.
I do agree it tastes better. But we're a lazy bunch of folks, and if you
I like
click,
both.
Click, hit that button, and that grill comes on.
Yeah, just good old fashioned charcoal is hard to beat. If you cook, do it right.
Right. Well, what you want to do is take some hickory sticks and soak them in water, and then put those little hickory strips of real hickory and get that hickory smoked flavor.
Yes, and what you don't want to do is. I'm a grill master. So I can't help myself but to give encouragement and advice. But what you don't want to do is throw those burgers on the grill before the charcoal has time to simmer.
Right.
Because then it tastes like lighter fluid.
Yes.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Done that.
You want that little red glow, white glow. Hey, and while we're at it, Memorial Day weekend, I saw this little quote. It said, "No man is most like a king in his castle than a man in the backyard at the grill." And I thought, now, isn't that the truth? You even got this sepulchre. Wait, you're calling this a what? The wife gets, it's not a spatula. You don't realize I'm in my kingdom.
Back to the phones, Ed.
Isn't a sepulchre a tomb?
Yeah, I think one of my what's the stick with the knob on top?
Oh, scepter.
Scepter.
Okay. Yeah.
I was gonna say,
which is different than the septic tank. you get sep, you got to be careful about how you use
septus. That. You get that post-mortem.
Yeah.
And it can go septic.
You get, yes.
Then you start hearing Huckleberry Hound in your head.
That's right. Well, we are one
mixed up
crowd today. All right, we'll go to Arkansas because Chris is going to straighten us out. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good luck with that one.
Hello?
Hello, you're
on,
Chris. Hey, brother Chris. Hey, man. Where are you calling from?
Jonesboro.
Okay.
That's a good area.
All right.
If you can safely get through Mark Tree before the ground cracks open and swallows everybody up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chris, ask, answer, or both?
Both, and I'll answer your largest egg.
There you go.
All right, here's a question that Brother Chris from Jonesboro is going to answer, and that is this. Which animal, Chris, lays the biggest egg?
That would be the ostrich.
Yes, sir.
Well done. Nice.
The ostrich lays the undisputed largest egg of any land animal, weighing in an average of 3 pounds and measuring 6 inches in length. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yes. It only takes one to make an omelet. You know what I'm saying? Just one.
Right.
You got a big omelet right there.
Yes, sir.
So, anyway, ostrich is correct. How'd you know that, Chris? You raise ostriches, do you?
No. I do have chickens and ducks, but no, I don't have ostriches.
No, here's what happened.
That'd be a little bit too much.
Chris just pulled his head out of the sand and said, I'm going to answer this with confidence.
Well, good answer. Now, I tell you, goats can lay some big eggs.
Goats?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever?
Listen, I may be a city boy, but I'm not falling for this.
No, you ask Fred up in Nova Scotia where he's from. You ask him and see if it's
I'm going to go right down the hall and ask him about
that. Hey, here's a good time to ask him. When you are out on a snipe hunt, you can ask
him. That's right.
You can ask him then.
I'm just saying goats aren't the biggest egg layers. Ostriches are. Okay, but after that, goats.
But they're a contender.
All right, Chris.
Yeah, what's your question for us, Chris?
Well, shout out to all my other fellow truck drivers. So this is, give me the top, three of the top five big trucks on the road as far as sales.
The brands?
Brands, what you would see driving down the road.
All right, don't say anything, Chris. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. Three of the top five trucks now.
Yeah, tractor, trailer. Now, it's going Kenworth is going to be
don't say anything,
on the
Chris.
List.
Okay, wouldn't Mack?
Well, back in the day, everybody said, they got hit by a Mack truck. I don't see as many Mack trucks out there. It's a, legacy name.
What about Peterbilt?
Peterbilt, Kenworth. You're seeing a lot of Volvos, oddly enough. But Freightline, let's go with those three. Our producer helped us.
Freightline?
Kenworth, Peterbilt, and Freightline. Okay. That'd be my
So Mack's gone.
I think Mack's dipped down. They're number four
or five.
All right,
Chris, what about that?
Y'all got them.
Do we get them right?
Yes, sir.
What are they?
Yes, sir. Freightliner would be number one. Kenworth, two. And then you got the Peterbilts. And after that, the Lowly International and the Volvo.
What happened to Mack, the Mack trucks, Chris? Where'd they go?
I guess they got ran over.
Here's a deal.
Just put that one on a tee. Chris just hit it over the fence.
Here's the deal. The CEO of Mack Truck got together with the CEO of Sears, and they got together with Schwinn Bicycles. They said, boys, we're too big to fail. We've got 100 years under our belt. We got so much advertising. We're going to be around forever. We ain't got to do nothing. And then there you go. The rest is history.
What happened to Mack Trucks? I'm going to type that in.
Hey, I thought I was just kind of guessing that by being, driving and looking and kind of, taking everything in. A guy my age, I stop at a lot of truck stops.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm just going to tie in with some of Tim.
All right. Now, here's the answer. Now headquartered in Greensboro, North Carolina, Mack is part of Sweden's Volvo group. I don't know if they changed. I don't know if it still says Mack truck on it.
They got bought out.
Or if it says Volvo, but they're a part of Volvo now. They got bought out.
Okay. Hey, Chris, you talked about you and your fellow truckers. We've said this on the show. A whole lot of people say thank you to, but we would have no goods or products brought to our house if it weren't for you guys. Thanks for what you do, especially over-the-road truckers.
Appreciate it,
away
Chris.
From your family, and that's a tough job. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, next up, Ed.
All right, we go to Georgia, and Bonnie is on the line. Bonnie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thanks for calling. Where are you calling from today?
Dexter, Georgia.
Okay, which is near where, if I'm looking at the map?
Dublin, Georgia.
Dublin, okay, gotcha. Well, listen, Bonnie, ask, answer, or both?
Well, somebody just took my answer. The ostrich egg.
Yeah.
That was my.
Oh, you knew the answer to that?
Yes, sir.
How'd you know that?
Because my son told me.
Okay, well.
Hey, Bonnie, Ed has a true or false question. Let him read that again, and maybe you'll have a 50-50 chance.
We'll dumb it down for you. Bonnie here, give you a shot.
All right, Bonnie, here's my true false
question. She may want to answer something else, though, right?
Do you want to take a shot at something else, Bonnie?
No, that sounds fine.
Yeah, she said she didn't know the others.
All right, tumbleweeds. We've all seen tumbleweeds in cowboy movies. Tumbleweeds blow around the American West to spread their seeds. Is that true or false?
I heard y'all talking about that just a while ago, and guess what? And I didn't catch the answer. I'm thinking it's true, but I may be wrong.
Okay, is that your answer, though?
Yeah, true.
That's hedging.
All right. It is true. That's exactly why tumbleweeds blow around.
Nicely done, Bonnie. I thought that was false.
No, they break loose, and that's the way they spread their seeds. It gives them an advantage because they travel over a wide
range. You mean to be like a weed? And they just come up as a sage or weed, and then they just start rolling
they break
again.
Loose. They break that, loose and then
start tumbling again.
That ministered to me. just the thought of, you know what tumbleweeds go through to spread their seeds all over the American West?
That's right, to propagate.
And they never give up. They keep on going.
That's it.
They keep on rolling, baby.
They keep on rolling.
Hey, Bonnie, can you hold on and you can ask us a question after the break?
Do you have a question?
Yeah.
I don't have a question, no, sir.
All right.
Can you hold on. Bonnie?
Yes.
Can you hold on anyway?
Don't listen to her, Bonnie. He's just being a wise guy.
Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.
Faith, family.